Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wikicuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's the Falling from Grace podcast.
Good evening, lovelies. Welcome back to Falling from Grace podcast show. There's been a few changes since the last time we were on the air. We have a new interim co-host. Hopefully she'll be permanent. So tonight joining me is Miss Danielle.
Hello.
You know that you can find us on social media. We go through it every week. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are soon to be on TikTok. We do have our website, and if you want to find that, you can go to Wicked Curiosity Media's Facebook page and click on the link, because I don't like to say the address because it's really, really long. You can call in when we are live at 718-664-9735, or you can join us on our Facebook live feed, and somebody in there will answer you. So, my spiel is much shorter than Dan's spiel. So, how are you?
I'm good. Definitely different being on this side of things.
Right? It is a little different. Kind of fun. It took me a long time to get used to. Dan usually does it all. I was always just a link in his chain of shows. And then we started this one. It's kind of nice, though. It's something different. We do a lot of movies on WCM. We do a lot of music on WCM. We don't do a lot of female talk on WCM. I'm usually just bitching in the background. It's okay, too. Fun fact, though. Have you ever had a fat cramp?
That's what I call it. Fat cramp.
That's what I call it. It's when you bend over to tie your shoe and your diaphragm is like, no! And then you feel like you're going to fall over and die a little bit. Okay, cool. It's a fat cramp. So, if you never have one, congratulations. I seem to be prone to them.
Whoa.
I'm chubby.
I have something to look forward to, I guess.
Introduce the entrance, because I don't remember what it was. Like, I bent over to do something, and all of a sudden, like, the whole stomach sees up. I was like, oh my god, it's a fat cramp.
This is how I die.
So I'm going, yeah, this is it. It's a feeling. And then you have to sit there, and you're like rubbing it out, and you're just like, okay, I can't move now. So don't make me laugh. Don't make me move. We're good.
Did I make cream for that?
Just a shot.
I'm tired.
Like, your steroid right in the gut, please. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Walked in perfect time.
Walked in the fat cramps.
Fat cramps. I'm just saying. Kind of like, you remember, so there was like a year there where I would go to do something and my butt cheek would cramp up. And it would hurt. It was like somebody Charlie horsed my right butt cheek. And I would, for like all day long, I'd just be walking around like, why does my ass hurt so much? I literally didn't do anything today.
So when you have that, you know, you need more potassium.
I hate bananas.
Okay. Obviously, that's why we're fat, right?
I don't like the fruit of the banana.
So what's the cure for a fat cramp? If it's, I mean, eat more sugar?
I'll just stick with Fireball.
Drink more alcohol.
I don't know what it is. amazing. My mom, the thing is I knew about them. That's why I called next to think for my mom a little bit. Because she would get them. And like, what is that, a fat cramp? She's like, fuck you. That's rude.
And it made fun, and that's why you told me.
Now I have that cramp. Ping pong.
Ha, Carmen.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. That's what the swelling is.
Unless
you have a diaphragm. So
it's
not the food or the alcohol.
Okay. So only in the stomach? That's the only place you get?
It's literally in the diaphragm. Like, it's right between my tummy and my boobs.
So that might be something...
medical?
Else. just a thought here, but it could be an issue with your diaphragm.
If I was a dude, it'd be like somebody punched you in the solar plexus, and you're like, ow, yeah.
Background.
A little bit inside punch from the parasites. I've been seeing that lately.
It's a tumor.
Watching that. TikTok has, literally don't know how I fell down that rabbit hole or why it pops up on all of my day of watching TikTok, but everybody's now using Paragard because apparently we all have worms.
Well,
which is fine. The UK actually, like, people in the UK actually worm themselves, like, once a month. Which is fine. That's great. But then you've got people in America, after all of this trended that came out and were like, we don't eat the same foods as them. That's why we don't do that. I'm like, oh, do you know any people poop and then don't wash their hands? Are you really going to tell me that parasites are not possible in your gut?
Well, I mean, yeah, but so.
Or fish. Fresh
so,
fish.
I was going to say, it depends culturally because I worked in an eye surgery center and we had a patient come in that had a parasite in their eyeball. So, I mean, it can happen.
So there was a girl.
But it was cultural and it was what he'd eaten. So, it does happen. Just not as often here, maybe.
Well, I didn't know that there were so many people willing to show pictures of what comes out of their bum. Social media.
It's a good thing I haven't eaten dinner yet.
Usually housewives, too, they're like, look at this.
So like,
I think that's a tapeworm. And I'm like, yeah, I wish I had a tapeworm.
I don't take that to have worms.
I don't think that's the problem we're having here. Tapeworm is not it.
Wow. No. And but there are some good bacteria and parasites, I guess. So
I think everybody
maybe
has,
we need to get a tapeworm so we can lose some weight.
Right? That's
and you have
like,
fat cramp.
Maybe they can lose some fat cramp.
Maybe
that's the cure. Get a tapeworm.
Yeah. You try it first. He's gone. He's done.
So we're getting all this out of the way before we get to serious. Serious, I was like super serious. I don't want to break it up with some random bullshit that comes out of my mouth. Because you know how that is. This is the ADHD show. We don't put topics except, that little one today. Because it never, ever, ever happens. We start out there. Never end there. We get on about four or five different ports in the world. Somehow we ended up 5 miles over here and the subject matter was like 10 miles over there.
Well, it's like that meme talking about women's brains and how it's like, you liken it to being on the internet and having all the different tabs and all the different browsers and where's that music coming from. And,
like today I had to physically keep myself in one room because I obviously didn't want my new co-host to walk into my studio and be like, what the fuck happened in here? So
she would not judge you.
I literally made coffee. I brought my cigarettes up here. I told the kids to leave me alone, and so I could get things done because I was like, if I leave the room,
squirrel,
I'm not coming back. I did wander down a couple times and managed to get like a load in the wash. Yep. So that's where it shall be.
Which reminds me, I think I left a load of laundry in the wash myself.
You have, here is your public service announcement. go check your dryer.
Go check your washer, too. Because the washer is where it gets detrimental. It starts stinking.
Yeah. So I have a front-loading washing machine, which I've never owned in my life.
You like it?
So far, it's been the most disgusting item in life that I've ever owned.
Why is that?
Because it grows mold. It grows mold inside of it. Because you can't, unlike regular washing machines where you leave the lid up, so, like, all the water can go out of it and it can dry up. It doesn't do that, and then it just grows mold. And then it's, by the way, Samsung, you should not make washing machines. You should only make phones.
TVs.
And TVs. Not washing machines. Because I get error codes, and I'm like, what is that?
Oh, so it's like a digital one?
Yes. And then I have to go online for an hour on Google to find an error code. And they're like, oh, did you know? But there's this little place at the bottom that you must empty, which probably hadn't been emptied in like 4 years. And so when I opened it, gray water came out. I was like, what is that? Highly unexpected moment in my life.
So along those lines, they make those capsules that you're supposed to put in your washing machine to wash the washing machine. Which I don't understand, because in theory, when you wash your clothes, aren't you washing your machine as well?
And plus, like, okay, so with these ones, you can wash the inside of it, but when you close it, that ring around the seal where all the mold grows, it's in the door.
So can you not leave the door open?
I think our house leans.
The house leans in such a way that the door won't stay open.
Like, you know, when you use the stove, you got like one side of the pan where all the oil goes, and I'm like, what? It's a flat top stove. Do that. And then when I open the washer or dryer, I have to use my ass to hold the dryer open, and my arm to hold the washer open, and I have T-Rex arms, and then reach in and, like, yeah. It's an inconvenient way to make washing machines.
They should rock against each other. Surely there's some sort of contraption you can create to, like, prop it open.
Come up with it, Dan. Be an inventor. We could be rich.
It's called a top loading.
I do want a top loader.
I love mine.
There's so many people in this house, so my bonus son's mom has an amazing top loader, and when I look at it, it's only amazing because it doesn't have the drum, and it could hold, like, two loads of clothes at a time. And, like, that would be super beneficial. I feel like laundry never stops.
That would be very...
just a running thing. When I'm proud of myself, all the baskets look empty, and then like 10 minutes later, I walk in there to empty the dryer, and somebody has brought down an overflowing basket, and I'm like, what?
So, I have an old washer, and I love it, because it's just a little crazy, you know, the dryer too, so it never goes wrong, it never goes down, it never, you know, malfunctions, because there's nothing to maintain.
So we had dents and bumps wash machine that he'd gotten when he got divorced and got his first apartment. We had that thing forever. Now, I'm not saying it worked the best, but we had it forever, and it worked, it washed, it dried, and then when we moved to here, it came with the house. I'm figuring out why. They didn't want to take it.
Opportunity to get new.
Right, and I was so excited because it's big and they're shiny and silver. And I was like, so cool. I've never had a washing machine that sings at me when it's done. It's not worth it, guys.
So, and, you know, used to you get them and they would last 20 years. You know, the washers and dryers lasted forever. And now, like, they're like computers and phones. They're replaceable. And
it
like,
is.
2 years are obsolete.
I figure we've had it almost 6 years. The people before, I'm guessing, bought it. They were only here for a year. They didn't last. So it's probably 8 years old. I'll give it that. And I'm like, you're running your last gambit in this house.
Yeah, to last with that long with you guys, with the amount of people you have,
the level of laundry that it actually goes through, sometimes twice.
So maybe you need to look at like a commercial washer and dryer, like one that you find at the
laundromat. Washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. Make them start paying to get their clothes done.
Yeah. Recycle your quarters.
I'm just listening.
doing the same thing.
I'm scared. It's like two women. Nope, forget it.
Two intelligent women. I'm out of my league. This is way above me.
She's more intelligent. Her momming has far exceeded mine because she raised all of hers to, you know, adulthood, and they made babies. Mine are still babies.
I just started younger than you, that's all. Yeah. Not necessarily wiser. Just started earlier.
So I had this thought when I was driving to the store today.
Oh, Lord.
Most people, when describing my youngest, the first words are, she's fucking mean. And then I was thinking about it, because my mom always said, I hope you have a daughter just like you. She's been stuck here with me for 2 years now. Thanks, COVID. She's fucking mean. Now I know why.
She's not mean. She just doesn't take any bullshit, and she just tells you how it is.
She's kind of mean sometimes.
She's just very matter-of-fact about
everything. She's very serious, though. I will say that. Like, when we discuss things, because a lot of times it's just her and me that go anywhere. So when we have conversations in the car, she's so over her age in, like, how she converses with people. And I'm like, it's literally like talking to a – she's 10. It's like talking to a 16-year-old who's seen some life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little weird.
She's just an old soul. That's not a bad thing. The worst characteristics in children are the best adults. So you won't have to worry about her. She'll take care of herself. In all ways.
Oh, yes, absolutely. She's like, I don't actually need to get married later because I'm just going to adopt. Not with, like, okay. Oh, I don't really care as long as it's a baby and you bring it to me. I don't care.
Grandbabies are the best. One came to see me last night.
Aw,
so freaking cute.
Has she accepted the guy in glasses yet?
So she's getting there. She's warming up to the idea. We're very soft-spoken, you know, quiet, you know, and he is not at all those things.
Not at all.
He's very
the opposite of those things. Mm-hmm. Plus, he's hairy, and, you know, so I always say the only reason this granddaughter likes me, or grandchild likes me, is because her mom looks enough like me that she thinks I'm, you know, oh, okay, well, this is safe. This
okay,
is
mom.
Like mom, yeah. And obviously, you know, he doesn't look like a female at all.
No.
And all the facial hair, she's not used to. Well,
a
lot
of it, too. Like, it's got pretty thick.
Very much so. And he just wants to love her so bad. And you can tell, like, she you know, she kind of gives him, if he's not paying her attention, she's looking at him out of the side. You know, she's kind of glancing over, giving him a side view to see if he's, you know, why isn't he looking at me? Why is he trying to talk to me? Why is he not focused on trying to love me?
I want to ignore you, not the other way around, sir.
And I told him, I said, if you just play hard to get, she'll come running up to you one day and you're just going to melt.
They have sweets.
Yeah.
Well,
he tricks her with chalky milk. Like, makes her some chocolate milk and she's just like, mmm.
We're friends now.
Yeah.
5 minutes, sir. 5 minutes.
He wasn't there last night, so he didn't get to love on her and test the boundaries. But, yeah, she's coming along. I mean, she's at that age. She's only 15 months old, so she doesn't like anybody right now except mama.
I mean, some kids, though, sometimes that doesn't change.
No, it does. It doesn't always. And her mom was always like that. Like, I called her my little Velcro because her forehead was always to my ass, like, always.
Yep.
No matter where I went.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I always hoped that mine would be a little more social, a little more, because I have two that never knew strangers and that always just, like, don't talk to that person. But she hasn't. She's so cautious with people. Now, she loves our family. You know, she's okay with any of them being with her. But when we go out in public, yeah, no, she's right there.
Yep.
And she's almost as tall as me now, and she's still right up my butt the whole time.
Well, and, yeah, I mean, trying to think back to when mine were little, and they both were pretty mama's girls. I mean, they were pretty much tied to my hip. And the oldest one is married now, so, of course, she's not, you know, she's grown her wings and kind of gone off and done her own thing, and she's not as attached to mom. Youngest has moved out, has baby, whatever, but she's still very much mama's girl, I think more so than the older one. But that personalities.
I think that's how it's going to be. I mean, our oldest, she is herself, so I think she could honestly care less if anybody was around her or not. I don't care who it is.
Your children are just going to live with you forever.
So our youngest Sophia asked me the other day, and I don't even know where it came from. She was like, so when I turn 18, do I have to just leave? I was like, what? Like, do I have to just leave?
On your birthday, you're done.
Here's your suitcase. She's like, well, my friend's mom, Caitlin's friend's mom, told her when she turns 18, that's it, you got to go. And I was like, some parents are like that. I don't know. Some people are like that. Maybe they're counting down the days till they turn 18. I don't know. I'm not.
And it depends. Like, it depends on what you got going on in your life. If you're, doing good, not in trouble with the law, and you're, working, and you're going to school, and you're doing all the right things, sure, you can stay here. You might eventually have to start paying some rent, depending on what else is happening. But as long as you're not, hindering being an independent adult contributing to society.
I think it would be a lot less, I wouldn't even probably think about it too much should Dan and I come to fruition on what we eventually want for our home. Because our kids so far are not troublemakers and they're all really good kids. We've had this talk so many times. The world is so different than we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 15, I moved out. And granted, I moved out into another adult's home, so I had an adult. But then by the time I was 18, I had my own place. I was doing my own thing. And it was affordable. Like, I worked a $9 an hour job. And I did eventually get a roommate to make life easier, but I could do it. And now, and that was in Washington, which Washington is stupid expensive now. But now we look at not only the economy, whatever bullshit we're going through right now, because nobody, literally, I can't make plans 6 months from now, because I don't know what the hell is going to be going on. It's very hard to be like, make this plan and make it happen, because we don't know what's going to happen. Everything is so off kilter right now, and everything is so expensive. Our economy sucks right now. It's hard to find rentals. It's hard to sell a house and buy a house in the same token. Selling it isn't the problem, but then finding one to get into, that might pose an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole different world that we're trying to send them into.
So what I see you doing is buying a big piece of property and have a bunch of homes on it, just having your own little compound.
That's what
with all your children living in it.
I've always wanted. I don't need to see you every day. I just need to know you're alive every day.
I can look out my window and see your body moving around. We're good.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Okay, cool.
And just put a little spot on it for me too.
Yes.
So we can.
I've always wanted to
have
an abandoned neighborhood that wasn't, because of deadly mold or because it was going to fall into a sinkhole. I would buy it. Just only have the people I like around me. And I never have a shitty neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I'm not fighting you over a fence line. I don't care. That'd be awesome. I can do it. Let's kick all these people out.
Convert the neighborhood.
Yes.
It's going to be that.
When the inevitable happens and the zombie apocalypse actually occurs, I'm taking this neighborhood. I've already laid claim.
Yeah, but I feel like you need to build some fences and some electric fences and some target.
Barbed wire and, yeah. Yes, absolutely. All right, so there's a couple things I was thinking about today. I know that I actually got a message from somebody who wanted to put some light out there on something that's happening in our neck of the woods here in East Tennessee. I don't know if you're on TikTok, and it is on Facebook. The hashtag that's trending right now is Justice for Callie. Callie O'Connell is a 10-year-old girl in, Elizabethton, Tennessee, who was assaulted by two neighbor girls for hours, and as of posting 5 days ago, which we know that there's been developments in the case, but as of posting 5 days ago, when this started, nothing had been done. So I'm going to go ahead and read Brittany O'Connell, who is mom, her post that was put out, and has now been shared thousands upon thousands of times to so many different platforms. So 5 days ago, she posted, "I was hesitant to post this, but we are on day four. My daughter's voice is still being silenced. Very disturbing images," which obviously I can't show you the images. You want to find them, it's not that hard. I will not include the other pictures or videos as they are too graphic. The faces are also scratched out as they're doing this, which again, you can find that picture of the two girls holding Callie in a room all over. "On Monday, July 19th, 2021, at approximately 12:27 p.m., I opened the door to my worst nightmare. My 10-year-old daughter, Callie, was covered in blood and severely beaten. I called 911 as soon as I saw her, and my world completely shattered within seconds. Those whole 11 minutes that it took the officers to arrive, I felt a feeling that no mother should ever experience. That morning, Callie's so-called friends knocked on our door and asked if she could come play. This was something that they did every single day for the past 6 months. We are also their neighbors. As soon as she walked in their apartment, she had realized that something was wrong. From 7:30 a.m. until 12:27 p.m., my daughter Callie was held hostage in their pantry, dragged to multiple rooms, and beaten. She had been struck all over her face, head, body by their fists, and multiple objects by multiple teenagers." Which, when we say multiple teenagers, I have really only seen or heard of two, and I'm not downplaying it. It's just multiple. Callie was sprayed with bleach and humiliated. The acts were all recorded by their mother, who did nothing to stop it. Multiple videos of the assault were shared to social media, such as Snapchat and TikTok. They made Callie clean up her own blood afterwards and taunted her about bleeding on them. Many other details and physical evidence was collected by officers on video and in pictures. What happened was traumatizing. No arrests have been made. The officers were called out four times that evening involving this family. They were all aware and present for the acts. They even had an officer sit most of the night outside of the apartment. No arrests were or have been made regarding the incident. We have not slept hardly at all since then, worrying because these evil people, our neighbors, her abusers, are just going about life like nothing happened. The following day, a child from that home was removed by DCS, and the apartment managers had served them an eviction notice. But no arrests have been made in the cruel act that happened to my child. On day three, I called and came down to speak with the investigators who are on the case. An understandable emergency came up for the main investigator, who is apparently holding the entire police report. That investigator will not return to work until next week. Callie has yet to be able to make a statement about the horrendous acts committed on her after begging for an interview. I got one bumped up from next Monday, would be 7 days after the incident, to this Friday. Callie is 10. Why has she not been questioned about the details? Not that she needs to. There is literally so much evidence. Why does she have to live in fear after this while her captors and torturers live next door and can move about as they please like nothing happened? Where is the justice for Callie? That was mom's post. I found out about it, obviously, through the message, but then it was all over TikTok. And I know that you found an interview with the mother of the girls that beat Callie. The father of the girl that beat Callie, his
brother
is dating her niece. Wow, that's a lot.
The woman that interviewed, her daughter is dating the attacker's uncle.
Yes, that's better.
Circumcised.
I don't know.
It was still confusing, but yeah.
What did you think about that interview?
I was impressed with the woman who interviewed, her ability to see it from an outsider's perspective. And granted, she was a little bit removed from the situation, but it would have been easy to interview a family member and hear that family member, you know, offer excuses.
Right.
And she did not. Like, she said it was horrible, horrendous. She apparently had even more firsthand knowledge, you know, than was what was presented, of course. And, I mean, it was insightful because she, you know, she answered things that we didn't see in the post, and you couldn't find in news articles. As far as the actual interaction with other people in the home, apparently there was another child and another male child in the house that did not
participate.
Right.
That's still not been on any other report.
They don't mention the youngest child that was present that was not involved in that incident, but was removed from the home. I mean, it was a good interview. I feel like it answered a lot of questions. I was questioning how old the children were that attacked her.
I was thinking like 16,
right.
Much younger.
Yeah. Because, you know, your initial thought is, oh, well, those children that attacked that girl had to have been older, because children that age typically are not that aggressive. And so I expected them to be a little older, and then I thought, well, why would that child be playing with those girls? You know, that's your, yeah. But they weren't. I mean, they were like 13, I think.
Still a little questionable age-wise to be hanging out with a 10-year-old.
But if you're in a... I assume it was like an apartment.
Yeah. It's housing.
Right.
Public housing.
Right. And you think, you know, any children, they're going to look for friends that are in their, you know, in that area that they can play with, because, you know, that's just easy to just walk outside and play with somebody. And so I'm assuming that's how that friendship began. I mean, obviously we didn't get that far into it, but it made a little more sense. And my other thing was, you know, 7:30 in the morning, somebody's knocking on my door for my kid to come play. I'm like, what?
Right. I'm
early.
Sorry.
No.
I don't care how close they are.
But, you know, I mean, it made a little more sense, I guess, after hearing that interview. Like I said, it was a little more insightful. And then since then, there have been arrests.
Yes.
You know,
so the
that
girls
was
have been arrested. I think, so the more I thought about it, and this is absolutely, please don't, I am not victim blaming Mom or Callie, but the impression I get from Mom's Facebook is a little girl who is a little girl. That's how it's portrayed through like Facebook posts and pictures, things like that. That she's fairly, I look at my own 10-year-old. She's not playing with 13-year-olds. And so, you know, these girls were obviously much rougher. You can see the condition of their house alone from the picture that's posted. Things are a little rougher. So I do kind of question the sensibility in the relationship for 6 months, because I'm not trying to judge, but at the same time, these are much older girls than the 10-year-old. And 5 hours at their house, I don't know that I would have let go by. That just seems like a long time to not know what's going on. I don't know. I have some questions.
Well,
I don't feel like the whole story is out yet, because we very much focus, and we should be focused, on the fact that this little girl was beaten and tortured for 5 hours. I'm not saying anything bad about her mom. I just
kind of wonder the rest of the circumstances.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think
about
it.
And what led up to it? For 6 months, these girls stayed together. There was not one problem ever. And this one day, they decide, snap, we're going to grossly torture a 10-year-old little girl. What? Who are you?
So my thinking goes to what you said as far as, you know, the parent. First time being a parent, typically we're more protective of our children. But you and I both have a background that causes us to be a little more protective.
True.
And if, you know, if the mother was raised and didn't have any kind of trauma in her life, maybe she was just a little naive and assumed, you know, everyone else was being the parent that she was being. Because that was brought out in the interview, too. That,
well, yeah, like, obviously there's lots of issues in that family. Kelly never came home and said nothing ever.
Well, and
don't talk.
Yes, but again, not every child perceives things in a way that's real. Just meaning, you know, if she had seen something that was off, in her little mind, she might not have even thought about it to bring it up to mom.
Yeah.
You know, hey, mom, they were hitting and cussing or whatever. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
She may not have even, it may not have been a trigger for an alarm in her little brain.
I just feel like there are some extra
questions
in there. And I don't, not against mom, not against Kelly. I don't think this was a provoked attack. I think it literally happened the way it happened.
Yeah.
And even if it didn't, even if it was provoked, she's a 10-year-old little girl. There was an adult in the house. You said little girl home. There was a problem.
Right.
And that is a big question also remaining. Currently, the rumor, now I'm going to say it's a rumor because I have not been able to find anything about it, is that there are charges out for Teresa Delgado, who is the mom of the girl that attacked Callie, and that she's on the run. I don't know how true that is. I do know that the youngest child in the house was, in fact, removed. It's not there. And so there's kids there, and they were being evicted, and she is not currently in custody. So do I believe she should be in custody? Absolutely. I also question, there's a lot going around that mom was recording, but then when we listened to the interview, it sounded more like the girls were recording each other and mom was just there, which doesn't negate any of that, but not that she was recording. She was just there not doing anything about it. But then we also know that mom apparently posted on social media. We don't know, though. It was a mom or was it the girls? Either way, I want her held accountable. I think that she should absolutely have charges pressed against her more harshly than the girls, really.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's her responsibility to make sure every child in that home, whether it be hers or someone else's, is safe and protected. And how do you turn a blind eye when that happens? I mean, even your own children are being loud or hurtful to each other, you react.
Right.
You
like,
don't just sit and
not
do anything. Right. You don't want to hear it. You don't want them breaking stuff. You don't want them hurting each other. And so to not do anything, and even if she didn't actively participate by videoing or whatever, she was still in the room, and it was in the same room from the description.
Yeah, like
we
it was
given.
Within 5 feet of
right.
the entire incident.
It wasn't like she didn't hear it. It wasn't like she didn't know what was happening. How do you not react to save a child that, you know, horrible, horrible trauma?
I haven't seen the videos. I'm assuming social media has been responsible enough to remove them. I don't know. We've seen worse, pretty gross things on TikTok. But also, where's this other kid?
Right. The boy that was... So from that interview, the boy was playing a computer game or something in the same room with his back turned as far as the videos showed. I didn't
want to figure out TikTok, that's a whole minute out of 5 hours.
Right.
So
how
that kid?
Yeah. And I'm thinking from the interview, they said he was probably like 15-ish or something. Like he was old enough to.
Where's this kid and what was his point of being in this house? You know, I don't know. There's so many unanswered questions.
Well, and
I don't know.
The sad thing is social media and the news won't report the follow-up other than charges and then what happens to them, but we won't know anymore.
We can follow Elizabethton Police Department's Facebook page for whatever their minimal updates are. I hope that nobody lets it go. I do love the outpouring of support for the family. They've had a couple rallies. Brittany did post an Amazon wish list for Callie because several people wanted to send her something. There's a GoFundMe for medical.
And like they talked about in that interview that I watched was that, you know, this poor family, I mean, they're still there in that same complex with whatever remains of the family if that mom is still there. But also,
their
you know,
friends.
Exactly. And so she, I mean, that's horrible. And I mean, moving right now, I'm sure is not an option. But
Well, especially when you're living in public housing,
right.
It is so hard to, one, get out of a lease like that, and two, find another place, because most cities have one
mm-hmm.
public housing area for that city. So you would have to go to another city to get the same kind of housing.
Right. But, I mean, you know, and in that situation, she probably doesn't feel safe in her own home even, and never
especially now. I mean, this is blown up. Everybody
right.
knows who they are.
And
what city they live in. Thankfully, probably not
probably not the Occupy Public
House.
I was going to say, yeah. They might as well post
today,
I guess. But
that's going to be scary, too, because you still have weirdos that crawl out of the woodwork in these instances. And they are very, very publicized right now. She's also, I mean, her Facebook page is very full of TikToks that have been shared and
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff on her Facebook page regarding it.
Well, and going back to that whole situation, one of the things that came out in that interview was that sweet little girl's, her reaction to the whole incident that was on the TikToks, apparently on the videos, was that she didn't cry, she didn't scream. She just had this like blank look on her face, apparently. And I think about how awful that is, how weird a reaction that is.
Yes.
So it makes me question
why
her mindset before and, of course, after. But it makes you think there's a lot more.
Maybe she's more of a hardened 10-year-old than what we are seeing, because we only see half of, you know, not even
mm-hmm.
half of a person's life through social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a rough area generally to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I used to manage public housing, and so my kids, by default, were in those areas. And they are it's a very rough area to be in most of the time,
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. And yeah. It's nothing against the families.
Oh,
we saw lots of really great families that
mm-hmm.
were in our apartments, but there were a lot of not so great families
mm-hmm.
in those apartments. And I mean, it's the first place that I ever worked that I had to have an armed security officer all the time. Like, he was there 24/7. He lived there because anything could happen in the middle of the night, and he was on it.
Right. Yeah. It is very sad. And then, you know, along those lines, even worse is that this is not an uncommon thing. And that's what makes it even more awful, is just how, yes, we all say, oh, that's terrible, that's awful, that happened. But it's like,
and
did you hear about, you know, right, it's much more common. I can't think of a single incident from my childhood where I was like, oh, yeah, I remember hearing about so-and-so. Not another child hurting a child. Yes, there were instances hearing about adults hurting children, but I don't recall a single incident
of kids
from being younger.
Each other.
No.
Yeah, and
I mean, they might have had a fist fight out back on the playground, but
not to that
but
point,
not
like
this. Not this violent, right?
I have a 10-year-old, and well, it's easy to read a story and just be like, "Oh, that sucks. That's horrible. That's disgusting. That's very sad." There's nothing I can do about it. So, you know, it's really just reading it, and then it kind of goes somewhere else. But because I knew we were going to do it on the show tonight, it was on my mind all week. And so the more I thought about it, all I could picture was my own 10-year-old in that instance and
mm-hmm.
what I would do or how she would react. Or, like, I can't fathom something like that happening to my 10-year-old. I also can't fathom not actually going to jail for somebody else doing that.
I was
going to
say.
Annual.
Yeah.
I do. I got a very sturdy bat. And I don't care if you're 15 or 14, if you were to attack my child like that, I cannot promise I would not react to violence. No, we're on the air. Sorry.
Yeah.
I have kids.
It definitely makes it more, it brings it home to you more so.
It's scary to think about it. And I would like to think that I'm pretty protective of my kids. And I would say a good 90% of the time, friends are here at our house. because I know what's happening. Mm-hmm. I've always had that little thing in the back of my head because we have a daughter who's autistic. We do hear about the weird stories where girls will lure other girls to, like, slumber parties, and then horrible things happen. Mm-hmm. That was always something just, I don't know, bottom of my heart where I was just like, what if something like that ever happened?
Mm-hmm.
And so we do a lot of things here because then I know who's in my house and my kids are around. Not that they don't have friends or parents that we trust or that they never go to a friend's house, but very picky about whose house they go to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times my little social butterfly has been like, but I have this friend from school and we want to have a sleepover. And I'm like, nah, I don't actually, like, I have zero idea who their parents are.
Right.
No, unless we're friends, it's probably not going to happen.
But also, I mean, you're close enough to your kids that you feel confident that they would come talk to you about anything that happened, good, bad, ugly, sometimes things you don't want to know.
Yeah. I mean, we've had instances where they definitely tell on themselves where they've gone to sleepovers, things have happened, but I'm like, yeah, that's not okay. That's not something we do. And, you know, we've had to nip something in the bud. But that kind of led up to where we are now, where most things like that are in our house. Plus, that's other people. I might like the kid, but I don't know their parents well enough to be like, nothing icky could ever happen.
Right. You don't know, even if you've met the parents, you don't know them after one encounter. You don't know the siblings that are in the house. You don't know the uncle that comes to visit.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know all those things. And sadly, now you have to really think about those kind of things. You know, I was always the same as you. Yes, my kids went to friends' homes and spent the night or whatever. But usually it was because, you know, we actively knew them and or, you know, had some sort of relationship with that family. But we also had, you know, for the most part, friends came over to our house,
yes.
And they had, you know, a couple of friends over at a time sometimes. We'd have just a giant slumber party with both girls and all their friends. And it's funny because my oldest does the same thing. She has two sons, and they always have, you know, at least five extra kids in the house.
Our house is insanity.
But it's safer that way. You feel like you can protect your children more, too. But it's also super important to have that open communication with your children so that they know boundaries and rules and what's okay and what's not okay before something like this happens. Not that that would have prevented this or anything, but it just helps them to feel more safe and be able to talk to you about something that could have happened that wouldn't have been so obvious.
Yeah, I've been a kid. At some point I was. I had one friend that I had sleepovers with, and at my parents' house, you know, things were pretty strict. We just hid in my room a lot, and that was it. So I didn't do sleepovers at my house very often because my friends didn't like my parents, and that was fine.
We didn't have sleepovers that my parents knew about.
Right.
That was my
problem. But my best friend's parents were very lax, and, you know, they partook in things that relaxed them even more. And so they would go to bed, and, you know, 15, 16 years old, we would wait till they went to sleep, and we could hear the snoring, and then we would sneak out the front door. And while we never went and did anything bad, we would walk all over the neighborhood, and we would go visit other friends, and we'd sit out in the street, or we'd sit out in the driveway and smoke cigarettes, and then we'd sneak back in and go back to bed. And nobody ever knew. Because if I did it at my parents' house, somebody would have gotten murdered.
It's terrifying, the things. But I think not to promote that kind of activity for young kids and children, but I think that probably helped make me a better parent just because I knew what to look for and I knew what BS was.
You know, I'm capable of staying up to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So my oldest, who is now 19, you know, when we moved into this neighborhood, the other neighborhood wasn't that great. But when we moved into this neighborhood and everybody started congregating at our house, you know, he really didn't have a whole lot of boundaries because he never left the neighborhood. He never left. But if they weren't walking at midnight, like, as long as you're in a group and you're safe, I don't care. They would sit out in our street until, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, or sit up on our porch. But I knew where he was, so it didn't feel like he didn't sneak out because I didn't care or go.
And he wasn't doing anything he shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah.
He wasn't egging homes and TPing in houses that you know of.
He was drinking, he doesn't do drugs. You know, he's a pretty good kid, so I'll take it. Do I think he's never done anything behind my back? I'm not stupid. but for the most part, one, he's not being caught, and two, I know Ray is 90% of the time, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, he doesn't seem like the type that's interested in that kind of stuff.
He doesn't do that stuff,
no.
But
he's good.
He's a pretty okay guy. Pretty proud of my kids. And then as far as the rest, we have to face the reality that we live in Tennessee, and there are some pretty crazy people here, and trafficking of little girls is a thing. So the rules, yes, I'm sorry, the rules are different. My girls don't go out at night. My 12-year-old doesn't go out at night. And he has completely different rules than the oldest, because unfortunately they don't have that friend group that I'm like, yeah, that's fine, because I trust all of you. They just don't have those things. And obviously the 10-year-old wouldn't be out there anyway. That's stupid.
Don't send your 10-year-old out at night. one of the things I learned as a parent is you have to parent them differently. So, one, I probably could have trusted if she said she was going somewhere, that's where she was going. The other was like, but are you really?
Because I know you.
Because
my daughter's 17, and, at 17, I was definitely out doing things. Mm-hmm. Not bad things, just I was out living life and doing things. And she is definitely not that kid. She doesn't really do people. And so, she's not out wandering the neighborhood at night. That's not going to happen.
No.
Because people are gross.
No.
People are gross, by the way. Speaking of gross, I hate to, jump away from this. Support Kelly, justice for Kelly, do what you do, yes. Share it, find out about it, do you think?
And here we are squirreling.
Yes. So there was a video going around. It was so freaking disturbing, though. It was a Ring camera in Las Vegas. I don't know if you saw it on TikTok.
I did not.
So this dude walks up to a house, carrying a bag, I watched the video so many times because it was just so disturbing. He's knocking on the door, and he's knocking the Ring doorbell camera. Well, the wife inside hid so that he couldn't see her. She didn't know who he was. She wasn't going to answer. And obviously he saw her a little bit because he knew that there was a female in the house. And at some point, the husband, who was not home, chimes in on the camera and says, "Who are you?" And the guy comes back and he's like, "Can you hear me? Now I'm just trying to, I just need to ask you a question. Now I'm just trying to get this girl to answer the door because I'm going to rape her and kill her. Not a knife and a gun. Yeah, I want to rape her and kill her." And all I could think was, how terrifying is a spouse away from your home,
right?
While your spouse is inside and this person is saying these things. Like, how terrifying that would be.
That is awful.
Just said it. So,
calm,
that is not a rape her and kill her. What?
And
the
he
fuck?
Obviously knew the husband wasn't home.
I don't know.
Or didn't care.
I don't think he cared.
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm just going to knock on the door and I saw this girl come out here." What?
She's not going to answer the door now.
Thankfully, she did.
Okay.
And she stayed hidden until they came. And then, a few hours later, somebody out and about the community recognized him because it went immediately across social media, and he was picked up and arrested. Still unidentified.
And
they don't know who he is.
And I'm sure he's not going to go behind bars for long because he didn't actually do anything.
No. Is right there, up in some, could have broken the house. Thank God he didn't, because they had a door like ours where it's glass. And if you really wanted in, ladies, this is why I don't love guns, but it is smart to have one in your house. Safely put up, but, this could have happened to anybody.
You need it.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder if he's done this before and without the Ring camera and gotten away with
I get made fun of a lot on the kids because I keep my door locked all day. Now, there was a reason. For a long time, the door wouldn't stay shut. So it was locked because I don't want my cats to go. But now it's fixed. I keep my door locked all day, every day, because I'm here by myself. And thankfully, we live in a neighborhood that's pretty tucked back. Most people don't actually really even know where it is. But there have always been reports of just, random people walking somebody's house. What?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That's why it doesn't matter where I've lived. I always keep all the doors locked, all the windows locked, cars locked. And I live in safe places now. The last, you know, few homes. One was in like a little community with all my family. But still, you just never know who's going to walk up and be at the right place, at the wrong place at the right time, I guess, and be able to get in. Even if I open my big door and leave my glass door, you know, I still have it locked.
Yeah, absolutely.
And guy in glasses made fun of me forever because I would accidentally, he'd go out on the back deck, and I'd come in and shut the door and lock the door. And I was like, I'm so sorry. One day I did that and got the shower. And he was like, really? You had to go around in the garage door. I was like, sorry.
But I
said, because, you know, I just am always in that habit because you just never know who's just going to be going around trying doors and windows and find one that's open and come in.
I'm so bad about it. And I have the worst memory. I mean, I don't know how many times I've taken the kids to school. We've made it to the end of the street. I have to physically tell myself I'm locking the door because I'll get in the car, we'll make it to the end of the street, and then my heart just drops. And I'm like, I don't know if I locked it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to come home with an unlocked door, so we will pull a U-turn, come all the way back home, and I'll make somebody go check the door because that terrifies me.
Yeah, you don't want to come into your house knowing it's been unlocked and have to do a...
There's like cracks and crevices in here. I'd have to walk the whole house.
Have to do a little check.
I've done that before, like... I don't know. Cats make a lot of weird noises sometimes.
Well, and that's why I like, too, having dogs in the house, because they'll tell us if a bird is on the back deck. So, you know, they won't always necessarily attack a person, but at least they'll bark and let me know there's somebody here.
And we told the kids this because we have a big dog, and she's not very kind. But if somebody was to get in the house and they knew that they were afraid, she knew that they were afraid and they were to let her loose, she would probably kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt in my mind, actually.
Let the dog loose and go find a hiding
spot. That's what we told them. You just open the cage and run.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have that layer of protection.
It is. It is.
So
when she hears funny things, she goes berserk. So there have been numerous times, even though it's been like a squirrel on the back porch in the middle of the night, that her bark is different.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she didn't want to get up. Because nobody else wants to. And I have to go down there. My heart's pounding because it's very dark in our backyard, and she won't go back to bed unless I take her outside so she can sniff the air and know that everything's okay and come in and go back to bed. I'm like, I don't want to go out there.
This is what happens in horror movies. I'm the first one to die.
Why do I have to take you outside?
Trust me, it's all okay in here. So I have siblings in Florida, and one of my sister's house was broken into when she wasn't home. And the cops, everything was fine. Nothing was taken, nothing bigger,
which is
whatever. Yeah. And what he told her to do was obviously, you know, change locks and all those kind of things. But he said, buy a huge dog leash, you know, hang it up where it's visible from, you know, the front porch or whatever, and put up your signs that say, you know, beware of dog and all those kind of things, because that deters people from coming into a home. Most of the time.
Did you have a motion sensor that links to a recording of a very large animal?
Oh.
Yes. That's all you need. It might scare the hell out of you, but I guarantee it's going to scare the hell out of them too. All I'm saying.
Everybody's going to piss themselves
off. Yes. Make sure the neighbors can hear that thing go off.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Tough. We are going to take a very quick break for... you know, one of our wonderful musical contributors. Somebody has all of their music in one spot. I can never find my music. Okay. But when we come back, we're going to have a little bit of talk about the upcoming school year and the vaccines, and I really can't find my music, so that's super awesome.
You better hope she finds it. We'll be singing to you.
I really don't want to sing to you, though. Like, I don't want to be... What is happening? There it is. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you. welcome back, everybody. We are talking about stuff tonight, as usual. Welcome to the ADHD Fest. But if you would like to join us, you can call in at 718-664-9735, or you can join us on our current Facebook live feed. So we have so far, you know, we've talked about Bat Gramps and Justice for Callie. That's where we're at tonight. Good things and weird things all in one.
Pack up your ADHD and bring join us, Rick.
So over here on the East Coast, at least in East Tennessee, we are getting ready to go back to school, which is heartbreaking. Like, I am 110% not ready. It really just felt like summer just was there and then it's gone.
I felt like a continuation of the whole pandemic.
Well, it kind of did.
Here.
But I won't lie, the 5-month summer, like, I was so okay with that. I loved it. I was fine with it. I didn't care. I vote 5-month summers all the time. I was fine with it. But, you know, now we're leading back in. And, of course, Tennessee stands out from a lot of other states because our leadership is poor. Sorry, it's true. Wrestlers should be governors, whatever the fuck they are. And the worst part is that, like, I was all for it because dude is super smart in talk. But he doesn't run businesses well, and he doesn't run cities well either, apparently. So there's that. And his latest, so Danielle doesn't live in my city, my county. He's county or the city?
I live in city, but
okay.
I don't know.
But
I don't keep up with politics.
So she's in a different area, though. And so she doesn't get to have all the bullshit that comes from our area, where he's like, I don't care what the situation is. We won't do anything to help with COVID. Ever. No matter the circumstances. I'm like, that's such an open-ended statement, but you sound retarded.
You're going to end up...
She literally can't say that. If there are people... Listen. I am not like a COVID coward. Let's call it that. It's real. It's there. People get sick. We know that. It's a thing. Were the numbers inflated? Absolutely. I don't know what else to say about that. But you can't say something about a pandemic that's literally a pandemic still, that you're not ever, ever, ever going to do anything ever because nobody can tell you what to do. Like, what? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't like him anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah, that is a pretty asinine statement just because... You don't know what's going to happen. It's like saying I'm never, ever, ever going to drive a car again because whatever.
And the problem for me is that it's leadership. I don't care who you are. I actually don't care. But if we're looking at mass population, a lot of people look at their governors and their mayors and their superintendents for guidance. Like, so if your leaders are out there saying, we don't care what, you're not my boss. We don't care what you say. We're not going to do anything for anybody. Then fuck it, being a fucking leader. Literally. I mean, at the beginning of this, Governor Lee wanted to pray it away. So, there was that. I don't even know where I live.
You should live in
a
bottle belt.
I don't hate Tennessee because I don't need the people coming at me and being like, just fucking move out of Tennessee. I don't want to move out of Tennessee. It's green here. I kind of like it. There's a lot of ignorance here. A lot. And if you don't see it, then I don't...
You might be part of the problem.
Right. Like, I don't know what to tell you. There's a lot of ignorance here. Some of you people are just incredibly ignorant. But we love you anyway. I mean, be who you want to be. But then when we look at school coming up... Here is the thing. I get nobody wants to wear a fucking mask. I get it. And that some of you, I don't know how to put it, think that this is a giant hoax and we should do nothing to prevent anything. Well, I mean, there's still flu. RSV is sucking pretty hard right now. I don't know about you. I don't really need my kid bringing me that for themselves. We still have to do something. And I'm not an anti-vax. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. My kids are all full up on all their shit. And you do you. You want to get the vaccine? Awesome. You can still get COVID. You can still spread it. Let's be clear. Because I have heard that statement so many fucking times in the last 2 weeks that it makes me really want to stick a pencil in my ear into my brain to make sure that my brain matches your brain. So if you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID and spread it. Stop being stupid.
So what's your solution? I mean, what do you want? You want masks mandatory or optional or?
Here's the thing. I think that we sit on a fence too often. Either say it was all fake and we're all safe, so don't wear the mask. Unless you really, really want to. But if you're going to say, don't wear it, then that should be the fear. Or you say, wear it. You're putting teachers at, teachers are still at risk. So the kid who isn't showing symptoms has it, brings it to school. Whether your teachers are vaccinated or not, they can still get it and then share it to other teachers. I think in the building, they should be wearing masks. I think outside, be fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the building, you should probably wear it.
So
I wear it in a building, not my house, but in a building.
So are classrooms same size? Are they?
They're the same size. We're looking at
cutting back
protection is still not great. We just have to realize if we're going to throw out numbers and how, you know, everything is worse now than it was a year and a half ago in March, but we're not going to do anything now. That doesn't make sense to me. A year and a half ago, when hardly anybody had it, we were freaking out. We couldn't leave our houses. We had to sanitize shit before we brought it in from the grocery stores. We had to bathe ourselves in hand sanitizer before we walked in the house. People were showering outside. But now, it's a year and a half later, and they're like, it's worse. Everybody's dying. Don't wear the mask. Make me understand it.
Kind of letting things happen.
You know, if it's worse now, why do we do nothing now? What is that?
And so if I'm recalling correctly, at one point the option was there to let your kids, you know, do the virtual learning, but then they took it away, so now they have to go into the classroom?
Well, okay, so essentially what they did was make it 1,000% harder. So that parents, because we spent a whole year last year watching our virtual kids get punished for being virtual kids.
Mm-hmm.
So this year they're like, well, we're not going to do that to the public school. We'll just create 3 schools, elementary, middle, high, only 3. And if you want your kid virtual, then you have to completely disenroll them from their school, put in a transfer, hope the transfer is approved, and then only be in that virtual school. But then the next year, you know, when the pandemic is gone, apparently, then you got to transfer back and do everything all over again.
And your child will be behind because they can't stay. Virtual learning doesn't work that well for all children.
Right. I have 3 kids in virtual. One did phenomenal. The other 2 hated it.
Mm-hmm.
So we both in person because we don't feel like there's a whole lot of choice being given. And we have a high schooler who has classes that she needs to be able to take that she can't take online. And I get that, and that's fine. I will tell you this, though. If you walk into a school and you attempt to stick a needle in my kid's arm, and I am not there, and I did not approve it, I will homeschool tomorrow. I'm shit.
Well, didn't you say that?
So it looks like he said it, and then the health department repealed it.
Okay.
So it all
so
goes back.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So remember this, if your child is 14 or older, they don't need you there. They can coerce and convince your child to get vaccines without your knowledge, and that's okay. That's not okay. I'm sorry. It's not. I don't understand how 14 became like legally okay to make decisions. I have met some 14-year-olds. Okay? So if, what? No. I'm instructing all of my kids to have a simple phrase of no thank you. Call my mom. Period.
Well, it goes along with the whole they can give them birth control, too, at that age, without your consent or knowledge.
You should still know. What if they have an adverse reaction to that?
Right.
You know, and let's be realistic. there are a lot of adverse reactions to this. I'm not saying deaths. I'm saying adverse reactions. In a year, there's like 450,000 reported adverse reactions to these vaccines, where you look at other vaccines that have had like 56,000 adverse reactions in 30 years. Guys.
So are your kids going to wear masks?
My kids are wearing masks. Inside. I don't think they should have to wear them outdoors. I don't drive my car with fucking masks. I'm not stupid. I don't drive my car with my mask on. But when I walk in Kroger I don't go to the mall. But when I walk in the grocery store, do I wear a mask? Yes. Does it embarrass my husband? Yes. Do I give a fuck? No. I don't care. I like the mask.
Makes you feel safe and protected.
With a super bitchy look all day long, and nobody knows what I'm thinking.
But they see your eyes.
They do.
And that might give you away.
It might, but I have been so, like, I am okay with wearing a mask for the rest of my life in public.
Zero fucks given.
Yeah, like, I can decorate it. I can say fuck you. What are you going to say to me? It's a mask.
So do you think that, I mean, do you think it'll be common for some of the kids and teachers and staff and stuff to wear masks at school?
I think it will be, I think I live in an area where there's a lot of complacency and misguided thoughts and people that judge other people for making choices for themselves that affect nobody else, and I think that's insane. So
you do live in the Bible Belt.
Yes. I think that kids are going to get bullied a little bit. I think kids are going to get made fun of a little bit. I hope your kid stays in their lane, doesn't say shit to my kid, because I'm only going to have a problem with a parent. Just saying. My oldest, though, they're used to it. She's worn a mask since well before COVID. She's 2 years before COVID ever happened. She was in a mask every day at school.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, that's, she didn't care.
Right.
And let's remember that. There are kids out there that they wear the mask for a whole different reason. It's not because mommy and daddy are, you know, crawling under the bed in the safe house because they think COVID's going to get them. It's simply because they have kids that have medical needs that they need to be protected from your germ spreaders.
Germ spreaders?
I'm not looking forward to public school this year. I'm sorry. I actually was okay. It was stressful, but I was okay with the fact that I have spent 2 years with, like, two sicknesses in this house. I'm okay. And they're exposed to germs. And it's not like it's a sterile environment. They're not without immune systems.
They're not living in the bubble.
The minute they go around groups of kids, whose parents don't keep them home when they're sick, inevitably, we all get sick. I don't really know.
Which is very prevalent in schools.
It's gross.
They go to the Tylenol and send them in.
It's gross. Sorry.
I like that dude that sneezed.
Oh, my God. This is why I wear a mask, guys. And I still keep hands, even before this, before all of this, the hand sanitizer is in my car. Do I sanitize my hands and the steering wheel every time I get in? Probably. I do. I don't care. I spray my mask every time I take it off. Right there.
You're going to die from alcohol injection. It's not the good kind.
I don't know what alcohol. I'm sure I'm fine.
You're pickled.
Although I did get chilled because apparently I didn't know that you could make, like, mustard-type gas out of hot leaves. Everybody yelled at me because I've been cleaning wrong for, like, a year, and they don't know how I'm not dead yet. Yep. I always thought I was just being extra clean until my son came in and was like, what the fuck are you doing?
What were you mixing?
I clean with bleach.
Yeah.
So I would spray the floor with bleach and let the bleach, like, whoop, all the dirt, and then I would steam it.
Did you have chemicals in your steamer?
No, but it was steaming the bleach up into the air.
Oh, I see. I was like, I'm not getting it. Oh.
Apparently hot bleach, because it's like a gas that's, like, bad.
Straight in your lungs?
Yeah. So I was like, what the? I was laughing at it, because, like, you know what he said to me and how he yelled at me today? And he was like, are you fucking stupid? Why are you doing that? I'm
there,
like,
are,
is
lots
it
of
really bad? I don't bleach and use a steamer. Okay.
Wear a mask.
I got masks. I just thought it was extra clean.
Yeah, extra, extra.
I've been cleaning wrong for a long time, guys. Shit, I'm here now.
Oh. So, okay, so when when the kids do go back to school, do you feel like there's going to be like months of catch up from all the virtual learning when they fell behind, or they're just going to like
think
of where they were?
Because
not your kids, I'm just saying kids in general.
No, so they pushed really hard this year for kids to basically have no summer and most of them to take summer school, which we absolutely 100% did not do. Even the ones that were struggling. We have done nothing but shove COVID and learning loss down their throats for months. We need a break.
Yeah.
We need a mental break. And so I think that kids are going to struggle regardless. I think that we have not – one of the things that has always bothered me, whether your kid was virtual or in person, is that all we talked about was learning loss and not the fact that kids were having a harder time in school because of trauma response.
Mm-hmm.
This was traumatic. Being locked in your house was traumatic. Being told every day that everybody around you was going to get sick and die was traumatic. Having to wear a mask so other people wouldn't kill you, that's traumatic. Kids are not stupid. They're on social media. They hear all of the things. And then we keep them out of school for an entire year and don't expect them to walk through those doors scared to death all day long, stressed out, and wondering why their grades suck. It's not because they lost learning. I mean, some of it probably is. Not all of it. Some of it is simply because they're stressed out. They don't know what the fuck to do. Everything's changed. They can't touch their friends. They can't play on the playground. They can't sit next to each other at lunch. Like, what do you expect? It's a stressful environment. I think school is going to be school. I think teachers need to have more grace and be given more grace.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully that happens.
Oh, I don't know. That was the phrase of the year last year. Have grace. Give each other grace. Be kind. And that lasts like 2 months max. I think we'll just have to see how things go. I think we need to stop pushing. First of all, this right here should have ended testing, statewide testing. What are they called? TCAPs and things like that. Should have ended that immediately because 90% of what our kids are learning, they're not even learning. They're only test prepping.
Right.
So learning loss doesn't matter because all they're doing is taking standardized tests. What do we care? You're pumping out a bunch of idiots by the time they graduate anyway, because all we've taught them is how to take tests. That's it.
Right.
Have them memorize history.
Right. Memorize the answers for the test and
we'll
be done.
Pretty good at the fact that they can do their ABCs and count a little bit. Like, I don't... This situation should have given a huge leap into what we are doing wrong in school and given them time to fix it or look at how they're going to change it. Tennessee just can't do that.
So do you feel like it's just Tennessee, or, I mean, do you feel like it's nationwide?
I will say there's a huge difference between how West Coast kids learn and East Coast kids. And then you've got the center. You know, like, when my kids were in Oklahoma, we really didn't do standardized testing. We did class parties, like real class parties, not silent class parties, which is weird, by the way.
Silent class
like they do all they do quiet activities for class parties. They're not loud and boisterous and having fun. I've never entered that in my life. They don't. There was no silent walking through the halls in one straight line. Like, what the fuck is happening here, by the way? It's a very weird environment sometimes. I know most of you, that's all you've known because it's here. But, like, my kids ran through
like
the hallways. Like, it was a normal school. They did art contests. They did Easter egg hunts. Like, they did normal school shit. And then when we moved here, I was like, I could bring cupcakes. I could bring snacks to the class. Obviously, peanut free. But... And new and here, I was like, why is it so incredibly different here?
So I don't know if that's a county difference or if that's just the time, but it wasn't like that when I was younger or when my kids were in school. And my youngest is 21. So, but they both went to that same county that I'm from, too. So,
which seems a lot more relaxed.
Oh, and
you know what I mean? Like, I have not been overly impressed with how not the teachers and not the, okay, not all of the administration and not all of the teachers, but I've not been hugely impressed with just how everything is structured here. The standardized testing, I think they took twice in school when they were in Oklahoma, and that was like once a year. It was super quick. They didn't put a whole lot of focus on it. Like literally, it was don't stress your kids out, don't talk to them about the test. We're just going to do it to see where they're at.
Yeah, because that's the point of it.
That was it.
That's where they're at.
Whereas here, they're pushing so that teachers get the scores that they need so that they don't lose their job. I don't understand that.
Mm-mm. No, that's insane. And I don't feel like that isn't the way it always has been. Again, that I don't know if that's county or if that's
the time is free.
Well,
it is.
I told you you need to move.
I'm definitely not disagreeing. I do miss a small town school because like here in our little town, the all three schools are within 5 minutes of each other, which was huge when we moved here. I thought it was super cool. And when my kids were there, where we're from, it was a little harder to get to the high school, but all three schools were within fairly close proximity to each other. And I mean, we got the town sheriff was my kid's bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just so, there was a guy that would pick up his kid on a horse every day.
Aww.
Or ride their tractor to go grab their kids from school. Like,
right.
I loved that atmosphere because it always just felt like, don't get me wrong, we moved for a reason. The town is full of meth and heroin. It's not that great. But the school was great. I mean, you sacrificed one for the other.
I was going to say, was education? Like,
education was great. Like,
yeah.
We actually, you know, they have really great teachers there. You have kids that, most of the kids when they graduate high school from there go on with scholarships and they go on to college, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that it's a oil town. And so when they opened up all those oil rigs, we got a lot of people that came in. They bought houses. The economy was boosted. And when they closed the rigs, those people lost their homes. They turned to other things to make themselves feel better. And there's a lot of crime and drugs now in a very small town. Very small.
Mm-hmm.
There's like two stoplights.
Yeah, that's sad and unfortunate.
It is. Which is... You know, when we moved here originally, this was a pretty great town. Unfortunately, with everything that's gone on in the last 2 years, we've seen a huge influx in the homeless population, which has now bled over into this area. I don't know. There's a lot more gangs here now. Not here, like in Knoxville. There's just so much more happening now, and it's not as safe feeling as it used to be.
And I don't know, you know, what the solution is to that, because...
To keep moving closer out in the woods.
Come my way. So do you feel like part of that is because it is a bigger city and a lot of, you know, politics are way more involved in the school system than they used to be?
Absolutely.
And especially in the bigger towns.
You see a lot of, push and pull between... the superintendent and the health department, and then you've got the mayor and the governor, and then you've got the big governor, and like you've got or multiple mayors. I mean, you've got for Knox County, you've got a mayor of the county, you've got a mayor of the city. Neither don't agree with each other ever. Like nobody agrees on anything, but they're pushing an agenda either way, There's not any thought process to how it actually affects families.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody wants to fight and win because that's what they want. But what does everybody else want?
Mm-hmm. And it's not about doing what's best for the kids, necessarily.
Right. It's about making everybody else happy. And nobody's happy no matter what they choose. And I get that. I know our superintendent, while I don't think he's the smartest cookie, I also can't imagine being in his shoes.
That's what I was just going to say is... being the person to have to make those decisions would suck because nobody's going to like you.
Yeah.
Half the people are going to fit all the time.
Our biggest issue here, 90% of the time when it comes to him, obviously this year it'll be the mask issue because, you know, you've got all the people that don't want masks and whatever, and then you've got all the people that do want masks and whatever, and no matter what he chooses, there's going to be push, and people are going to be angry, and, you know, I kind of sometimes want to say the same thing to them that they say to everybody else, which is if you don't want your kid to wear a mask, then homeschool them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what they say to everybody else.
Right.
You know, if you want them to wear a mask, then homeschool them. Well, thank you.
Right.
Like, I still don't want your germs. I don't care what germs they belong to. I don't want them. He's not going to make anybody happy. Where years before that, it was usually weather-related, you know. It'd be blue sky outside, and it's supposed to thunderstorm it at 1 o'clock, so, you know, the chance of sprinkles, and we close the school. And then the next week, it floods, and he chooses not to close, and it turns into a travesty to get kids home safely. I just, sometimes I'm just in your head.
The hamster was tired that day. It wasn't running on full power.
Kids are literally like, why are we pumping? And then they're calling, you know, the next week they're calling from like 9 o'clock on going, why the fuck are we in school?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Well, just imagine you only have a few more years of dealing with the school system. I'm so glad I don't have to deal with all that anymore.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's nice having children that are grown.
It's a little weird this year because we have three in three different schools. And so, like the elementary side, fairly easy to deal with. For whatever reason, middle school always ends up being the problematic
mm-hmm.
one. In high school, she's a junior. Like, she's almost top tier. So, I don't have a whole lot of worry too much, you know, as long as nobody bullies or anything like that. I'm not too worried there. Middle school, man. I remember middle school. Middle
mm-hmm.
school. It's that fall.
Mm-hmm.
It has been out of school for a year.
Yeah. Kids are mean.
Kids suck in middle school.
I think girls are worse in middle school, but
we had some of our worst fights when I was in junior high, middle school, however you want to label it. Like the most violent fights that we had were in middle school. The most drugs that we had were in middle school. I'm like, now we're like 11. Damn. What?
Go play with some Legos.
Do we suddenly turn into humans when we get high school? Because I'm not understanding what happens here.
Well, I mean, you have puberty, testosterone, estrogen rush. I mean, you know, you have all the hormonal stuff happening in middle school, and the kids are all, like, confused anyway.
If you're listening out there, I'd love to know your opinion on you know, masks, vaccines,
anything.
You know, like, it's such a hot topic right now. All I'm going to say, because, I don't have an opinion either way. If you want to get it. If you don't, don't. But what other vaccine in the history of vaccines has anybody been offered a chance to earn $1 million to take?
So was that promoted by the drug company that was manufacturing
it? No, it was state, which means upper-level politicians.
Wow.
What vaccine have you ever had stars come out and promote?
Wow.
What other vaccine have you won trips with in Xbox? Like, I'm just putting it out there. And it's a little weird to have people come door to door to convince you to get said vaccine. It's weird. It's weird. The flu was pretty gross. I didn't have people knock on my door for it. I just think it's a little weird. Just something to think about. It's worth discussing without anger and rudeness. It's just a little weird that you can win things for getting a vaccine. I don't want to win death.
I don't think that's a win.
I feel like if you're already playing the lottery when you do things. Same. My opinion. It doesn't have to be yours. I don't care what your opinion is. I mean, I do care what your opinion is.
Right.
But I don't care because it's your opinion. You get to have it. I get to have mine. I don't want to play lottery with you know.
Your life?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, see, and I didn't, but again, I don't watch the news.
I don't watch mainstream either.
I hate all the political bullshit. So I had not heard about the whole, you know, win $1 million and all that stuff until you and I
think
talking
it was, it may have even been Washington State where they, if whoever got it in one, maybe it was county or city or whatever, if you got it, it was registered and all that stuff, like you were basically put in to win $1 million. What?
So did you hear about anybody winning?
Somebody won.
Oh, okay.
But
I was going to say, was it one of those bullshit lotteries where you win? Or
it wasn't me.
You never win.
I hope the person who won it made it through the rest of it.
You have to have their money.
Time for sacrifice.
Give this to your family. I'm so sorry.
Really
yeah, I mean, that's unheard of. I mean, it's just that's that's ridiculous and insane to push people to do that and give them those kind of incentives.
Yeah, like when has that ever happened before is my only question. It's been a year, guys. It's been a year. Why the huge push for something that isn't even, it's not truly, it's not a cure. Again, it's not a cure. It's not saying you can't get it. So you still can get it. You can still spread it. So I just don't understand why the push is so hard for something that has had so many adverse reactions and really shouldn't even be on the shelf.
If I don't remember hearing about a lottery for the chickenpox vaccine.
Right, adults that get chickenpox can die.
Yeah.
You know, if your kid gets chickenpox, you've never had chickenpox, and say there wasn't a vaccine, you could kill your parents. When my kids got their chickenpox vaccines because of the drugs my dad was taking, we had to quarantine in my room for 10 days so that he wouldn't get it because it could kill him.
Right.
I don't see anybody stepping up, hand me $1 million.
Wow. Nope. No chance to win a gaming system.
Right. It's just questionable. That's my only... It's the same thing I teach my kids. Just don't follow it because somebody on TV told you it was okay. Research it and really look at it and wonder what the push is with the bribery behind it. Like, I just don't understand that. Why are we bribing people to do this? Study ends in 2023, I guess. Yeah.
Answer, same thing. 2 years
One
later.
Year from now, we will tell you how it all went.
Oh. And, yeah. Well, and I'm sure there will be a lot more news to contribute between now and then, too.
Yes, and stop following mainstream media. Like, find the offbeat ones that actually, you know, are maybe in the middle, not leaning left and not leaning right, because I get it. Both sides of the fence have their own agenda. Find something that can just give you facts.
An unbiased opinion.
Yeah.
Because the news is only going to publicize the extremes.
We already know that the news 100% is democratically run. It leans towards the left, which is fine. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just, again, it's a fact. And then you have certain news stations that are obviously very... Republican? No, that's the word. Let's just see. Anyway.
Conservative?
Conservative. They're very conservative. Well, we know that. They hate Democrats. And then you've got these ones over here. They hate Republicans. Just listen to the ones that aren't pushing an agenda. You know, or, I don't know, research for yourself. Literally live in the age of technology. It's not that hard to Google.
Yeah, but when you Google, you find all the answers, and you end up more confused than when you started half the time.
And Google can be very biased, too. Go with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is a very great search engine because it is not run by mainstream media. And you can get a lot of unbiased, truthful articles off of it. So go there. It is not hard to research things. All I'm saying is don't follow the crowd because you're afraid to be embarrassed by, you know, your pastor or the church or your boss. Like, just do your own research and stop looking, just following things because somebody told you to do it.
So when do you think the push will end?
I think it's going to get worse over this next year. Mm-hmm. And then I think I see things progressing. After Biden's announcement of requiring all VA employees to be vaccinated within the next, I think it's 2 months, or risk losing their jobs. That is now where the government has stepped in. Yes. Now we've stepped over a line. I think things are going to get worse for a while before they get better.
So one of my siblings works for the state, and he said that his company they were requiring their employees to get the vaccine, yet they were not legally allowed to require the documentation that they got the vaccine. And they were providing them still with COVID tests to take at home every day before they come in, but they had to, you know, push this and upload and all that stuff. So,
and they still can't prove that you didn't get the vaccine if you come back positive.
Exactly. So he's like, and then, like, there's only, like, one person in HR that can monitor your test results, but they can't report it. You just have to not come in if you test positive or whatever. But he hasn't gotten the vaccine. he's not doing the test. He's like, nobody, like, literally, they can't report you for not doing it because then that's a violation because you're delving into that health.
Yeah, so
I was like, that is the most asinine, backwards.
Yeah.
Like,
but then when the government oversteps those bounds and then requires those things and requires you to show that proof, we've crossed a line.
Definitely.
And VA is a huge system.
Yeah.
That's like 415,000 workers.
And that was part of what I was thinking was, how can they require that? Like, I didn't think...
Because it comes to the
government.
Him. So now I guess he just feels like he doesn't have to...
tell them what to do.
Yeah. He doesn't have to follow those rules. If they're going to start at VA, where do they go next?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see worse things coming. And again, if you want the vaccine, I don't care. I just want you to go back and research and look at everything associated with it. I just want you to be smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want the vaccine, again, I don't care. I feel like the risk is pretty equal either way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my thing is, if you want it, get it. If you don't want it, don't get it. But don't push your agenda. Don't belittle me for my opinion on it. You know,
don't
you
follow
do
those
you,
things
you
from,
me.
You know, the president came out and said basically to, convince your neighbors and your friends. No, don't actually do that, please. Not the nice friend. You don't want to hear it.
There's a referral bonus.
Unless you're bringing Fireball and something to numb more of the pain, just don't bring it on. I just want you people to be smart. That's it. Educated. Educate yourselves.
Common sense is not so common. And unfortunately, a lot of people, I'm not even going to say in this area, they just blindly follow.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, they just blindly follow. Well, you know, so-and-so did it.
And
I'm
it's
become
so hateful about it. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I've seen so much hate over the last few months. It more so after they started pushing the agenda of how unvaccinated people are literally killing people now. That's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay. Stop telling people that. Why is there always a fight to incite hate? That's gross. Don't do that to your friends. Don't do that to your family. Don't belittle people on the internet because they feel differently than you. It's gross. Y'all are gross. Stop. I don't understand why people can't just mind their own fucking business. Do you walk up to me in the grocery store because I have a mask on and be like, are you vaccinated? What do you care? Karen, I will cough on you. Get away from me.
I'll take my mask down and cough on you.
Stop inciting hate. If it's not this, it's any other subject we can find to create heat with. Like, this year has been so stupid with the amount of shit that we bring out where we can say, you should hate this person because of this. Just shut up. Just leave people alone.
Can we all just be nice?
I want to live in the woods.
On solar power and...
This is why quarantine did not affect me. I actually didn't care. It did not affect my day-to-day life because I don't like most people anyway. I just don't tell them to their face.
Sometimes you do.
I might. But I say to myself...
Not above it.
Just saying. I don't get the amount of hate that is happening. It's disgusting. This is why it's going to get worse before it gets better, by the way.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. That's why the news... The media in general is going to make it even more so, and they're going to push that agenda. And
we're
going to
see less people out and doing things as family and friends because people are so scared to be out without having other people be hateful. Like, I can't
people anymore.
I can't deal with this anymore. Like, I'm so over it. I used to be one of the ones that was like, I wish things would just go back to normal, but what is normal anymore? Like, I just want to be left alone. That's what I want. That might be a cabin with a lake, and just leave me there. I'm done with all y'all.
Just let me be alone.
I don't know. Maybe next week we'll find something other than vaccines to talk about. I am really kind of tired, though, I will say, of having most of what anybody can on when you do these kind of vlogs. There's nothing else going on. I don't care to talk about BLM. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to. I don't want to talk about presidents, mainly because I can't form a sentence. But I don't want to talk about it. And all that's got left in the world right now is COVID. Oh, and monkeypox. That's the thing now. Did anybody hear about that? We got monkeypox.
Monkeypox?
The fuck?
I have not heard that one.
Really? In like Dallas, Texas, there's monkeypox now from some dude that went to like, I don't know, India or some shit and brought it back. And we got monkeypox.
Okay, so
there's like an outbreak of the plague in Colorado. What? What is happening? Everybody stay home. I'm calling quarantine.
No, I think you'll kill somebody. If you
don't leave your houses for fear of the monkeypox, the plague, and coronavirus. Are we catching the sarcasm here? Just wondering. By the way, isn't there a vaccination for the plague?
I don't think so.
I really thought there was. We should probably make one.
Well, it's not been a problem.
We get emergency funding in 6 months.
So how did that start?
Well, the plague has been around forever. I mean, it's not like
it's not been like a.
We have cases every year, but for some reason, there's like a town in Colorado that has multiple cases of the plague. My cousin lives there, so I had to hear about it last night from my mother, who thinks everything's out to kill her. So that was fun. While I listen to my aunt in the background, you know, having the plague conversation with my cousin because she wants to make sure that none of them are touching the prairie dogs because that's where it's coming from.
So not only do they have to worry about
so
the
prairie dogs carrying the plague, much like the rats did in New York
right.
City. And
we'll see, it could be worse. You can live there.
I don't want to live there now. One or two. I don't want to go. Fuck the prairie dogs.
Not literally.
Like, kill them. No, don't.
That causes a whole other issue.
What if you start spreading it that way? No. Could it be a prairie dog? God, I hope not.
No.
We're going to get that zombie disease from the deer that we've seen. You know, ones that
the raccoon.
Look like they're rotting on their face. Still out walking around like what?
Oh, those are all in Oak Ridge.
We're surrounded. We're done.
Well, so along those lines, this, you know, there's always been stuff, but because we have so many more media platforms now than we used to have.
Shit.
Then you know more about it than you used to would have.
Yeah.
You know, even 10 years ago, you didn't know as much as what you do now.
But monkeypox.
still need some more information on the monkeypox.
I'll look it up. We'll have some monkeypox next week. Hopefully it hasn't spread.
Hopefully it didn't make
its
way to
Tennessee
yet. I'm
just wondering if they sent it, like, did somebody send it to Texas? Because we all hate, not me, I don't hate Texas. But because they all hate Texas? Texas.
So with all the travel restrictions though, like how do you bring some of that shit home?
I don't know. You would think monkeypox. It's gross looking, by the way.
Is it like chickenpox?
Oh no, they're like big stick up blisters. Like you can't miss it. Obviously, somebody got off the plane looking like they got monkeypox. They got something. How did we not quarantine that? By the way.
I thought it was severe eczema.
Why didn't we just wall off Texas for a month? Like, what?
Well, I feel like the Texans will take care of that shit themselves.
Okay, so here's your question for the week. How do we stop it? Not that, like, not... I don't know how to stop monkeypox.
We're not looking for a vaccine.
How do we stop what seems to be happening? Because I'm not kidding you. For like 4 weeks... Y'all are stressing me out. For like 4 weeks now, every time I pick something up to read, there's a new itch. Happening. Like monkeypox, the plague, coronavirus, Delta variant, which by the way they can't even test for. So is there a Delta variant or we just get COVID again? Like
Maybe
can't test for it.
Maybe just don't read. That's the solution here. Live in ignorance.
I don't. This is why we wear masks. Monkeypox and the plague.
Well, I feel like monkeypox you could get with masks on.
Sure, if you touch me, I'm probably getting it.
I feel like hand sanitizer probably wouldn't kill that much.
I'm just
going to
keep it in a hose.
Just hose
on my porch.
People walk around, like, past you in the grocery store, and you just spray them down.
Like, Because that guy, what if somebody else traveled? I want you all to be afraid, too. What if he traveled and then touched somebody and they got it and they didn't know they got it and then they left Texas? Now they're somewhere else. They could be anywhere. We could all be together. That was a bunch of talks.
Think about that person that sat next to them on the airplane.
What? Or the plague. I really don't know the plague either. Like, I don't really know how that gets spread. I know where they're getting it from.
The prairie dogs.
But are they giving it to each other now? Like,
well, who
tried to quarantine the town, I think, and burn the prairie dogs. Sorry.
But I'm sure the prairie dogs spread it to some other animal, because obviously prairie dogs aren't the only animal that's able to spread shit.
So I'm guessing that because they're rodent variety.
Right. To kill all the rodents.
I would. I think we're screwed.
Well, you're going to die of something sometime, so.
I think if it gets worse, I'm quite literally going to pack my entire family up, and we are going to go hide in the woods. We're just going to stay there.
With the prairie dogs?
With the prairie dogs and the bears and the coyotes and the snakes, because Tennessee has horrible, horrible things in the woods. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, you're going to be mauled by a bear.
No awkward for me in Tennessee, because I'll die. There's a lot of bears here lately.
Or is it just more publicized? Well, we are invading their territory.
I mean, I think everything's more publicized. Crime, disease, you know.
Opinions.
I have so many. And I know most of you won't like them, and I don't actually care. I appreciate if you listen. And if you're not rude to me.
Well, and I feel like people should be able to share their opinions.
Yeah.
Because sometimes someone else's opinion, they may have some valid points that can change your mind. As long as you're open to listening and hearing a person, and they have intelligent logic behind their opinions. Well, there's that too.
I do think that we have to stop living in a world where we're so offended by everything.
Right.
I guess it's cool if I don't care about your opinions, because I don't. Because it's yours. It's not mine. And that's okay. I don't get offended by it. You should not be offended by the fact that I don't care what your opinion is.
Well, something you don't care about the opinion.
I don't care. If you think that we live on a flat earth, for reference here, okay? If your belief that we live on a flat earth, I don't care. I hope you don't ever fall off of it.
Well,
but that's great. Have, you know, that's awesome. Go be a person who lives on a flat earth, and I'll be over here on a round one. That's fine. It shouldn't matter, though. Like, it should hard press you so much that I don't care what you think. More people should think that way. Stop being so offended by what everybody else does. As long as they're not breaking in your house or hurting your children or killing your animals, like, what does it honestly matter?
It shouldn't. But, again, social media has...
People are hateful.
They are hateful. And I feel like sometimes they express their opinions so strongly on social media platforms for the attention.
Oh, yeah. And it's right on that hate, too. The hate that comes at them, they're okay with that.
Yeah.
Because they're like, that's okay, because you're still listening to me.
Yeah, like, you're paying attention to me.
I'm in your head now.
Yeah. That's so, attention wars.
That's it for tonight. I've given you all of my opinion tonight. To circle back, as our favorite redhead likes to say, make sure that you share Justice for Cali. Stay on top of it. It is in East Tennessee, so those of us local, like, it is kind of important. We shouldn't see things like this happen. Do better. Raise your kids better. I don't know. Do better. We will be back, hopefully, next week, barring any unforeseen circumstances. There's no reason that we should not be on the air. Do believe... Right? Nope. Nope, I know it's still on hiatus. We're still trying to work that out for him. Sunday night. What is today? Tomorrow night there will be a show on Wednesday for the Cinephiles. They'll be here. Sunday night there will be movie of the week. They will be here too. So follow the Wicked Curiosity Media Facebook page for all the updates from the other shows, Behind the Screen Radio Show, their Facebook page. Go to the website. Click the link on Wicked Curiosity Media. Hopefully you'll see us on TikTok soon. We kind of like TikTok, so. Thanks for listening. thanks for allowing me to vet my new co-host. And we will see you guys next week. I don't know. What do you got?
Not much. I mean, just, yeah. Be nice. Do better. Be better. And I'll be back.
I can't be this sarcastic on myself. It's dangerous. All right, everybody. We appreciate you. We love you. We hope to have you back again. We would still be here even if you weren't, but we do appreciate having you here with us. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave, and these will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you love me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you love me, you would tell me you never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop and never go. But you just turn your back to me and say, I guess I'd
yes, sir.